This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9 with Macca and Paul. Our next guest is CCI, Continuing Community Icon, Brenton Gayer, who... Hang on, we're just going to plug his headphones in so he can hear us. He's actually in the studio. Anyway, there we go. There you go. And Brenton's here for a couple of chats, but Brenton works with Living Positive, and Richard Keane, who's our regular from Living Positive, he'll be joining us in future shows, but... Did you want to tell us anything about Living Positive this week before we get on to some more arty stuff?
Oh, yes, we could do that. Richard's actually still on leave.
I came
back from leave on Monday, so I've had a week hard at it in the office.
Fantastic.
And we've just released or published our summer edition of our PosLink newsletter.
Yes.
We produce two types of newsletters regularly. One of them is our monthly newsletter called PosLink Express, and the other is our quarterly or seasonal newsletter called PosLink Quarterly, and our summer edition has just been launched. And in that, we themed this edition New Year, New Me.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah, nice to bounce into the new year with that sort of theme. And we talk about things like goal setting, behavioural change. We talk about the effects of our medications on our bodies, both physically and psychologically. And interestingly, we talk about a new treatment that some of us living with HIV have taken up, and that is the two monthly injections instead of daily pills.
Okay, so instead of every day having a regime of taking pills, and probably a lot of pills, there's now a two-monthly injection.
Yes. I started out taking three pills a day, and that's now been reduced to one pill a day. And now there's the opportunity for those who want to take it up of doing away with those pills entirely and going to the doctor and having two injections every 2 months.
Wow.
Which has benefits both...
Well, it's about compliance as well.
Compliance is difficult in having to take a pill every day.
Yeah.
I miss pills more than I should, but it hasn't seemed to have had a negative effect on my well-being or my life. The effect of having to go to... the doctor every 2 months to have two injections for some people will be far more beneficial.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to do it. I'm quite happy to take a pill a day.
Yeah.
Because I just combine it with my asthma, with my hay fever pill or my Panadol or whatever I'm having.
Whatever, yeah.
Yes.
I think it's a wonderful advancement, though, because I think you're right. The compliance issue is the one that's important, and you need to do that regularly. But it gives you options. Brenton, I think that's the really good thing, is that you can manage the medication in the way you want to.
Yes, exactly. And in this edition of our PosLink newsletter, we talk about those options, and we talk to people who have taken up that option and the benefits that option has in their lives. And this particular article has been penned by someone who will be familiar with a lot of Joy listeners, David Menadou.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, relays his experiences with this transition and the experiences of others.
Mm. And what else is in this latest issue?
Again, on treatments.
Yep.
We talk about the effect that some treatments can have in terms of weight gain with people. And for some people, that's not such a good thing. Others, of course, embrace it.
Yeah.
And others try and negate it. So we talk about ways we can... each addressed individually.
Yeah.
The effect of weight gain.
And it's the issues available online?
Absolutely online. We stopped printing our newsletters
it was a while ago.
With the emergence of COVID, really, when distribution outlets fell away.
Fell away.
Yeah. And we've continued to publish it online. And if you go to the homepage of our website, livingpositivevictoria.org.au, there's a feature link to that issue.
You can find
issue.
It there.
Yeah. You can also find on that homepage your invitation to join us marching with Pride.
Yes,
this Pride
on
March.
4th of Feb.
On Sunday the 4th of Feb, yeah. We have a presence at in Pride March every year. It's a really important way for us to be visible with the community and invite our members and our clients and their families and friends to join us in a sense of solidarity and of pride and recognition of our alliance with the LGBTIQ plus community.
Now, we've got a message from a listener. It says, my doctor and I had discussed me going on the new HIV injection. However, I don't have any issues with taking my regular HIV medication daily. However, if for some reason being unable to be compliant with my daily medication, then it's great that the injection could be available to me. So it's about compliance, but it's actually about options, isn't it?
It's about options.
Yeah.
And just on that point, I don't think the option is available to mix and match it. I don't think you can all of a sudden.
So I'm going
to
do this, yeah.
Yeah. So I think once you go on the injections, you have to commit for the long term. That's not to say perhaps you can't go back on pills if it doesn't suit you over a chunk of time, but you can't just decide one day and then change your mind another day. In fact, you are put on a month of pills. Now let me just—I can't pronounce a lot of the drug names. You know, I think they should name drugs like they name cyclones. It'll make it much easier, like Tracy or.
Yes,
or Katrina, yeah.
That'd be all right.
But this particular injection is called Cabenuva, which is comprised of several hard to pronounce drugs. So before you go on the injections, you can take this combination of drugs orally, just to see if it works for you and your body before you get the needle.
I wonder why drug companies do that. Why do they come up with these highfalutin names when you could call them Gladys Doris
and Sheila
or Benjamin or Sheila? Exactly.
I think we should suggest that to the to the Nobel Peace Prize, Nobel Medicine Prize people.
Yes. What else, Brendan? You've got a list there, I can see, but I can't read.
Well, we're jumping around a bit, but for the Pride March,
yes.
it's a great opportunity to show our support and for you to show your support for people living with HIV here in Victoria. And the theme of this year's march will be to support, advocate and connect, which is what we do for people living with HIV. And those themes are in alliance with our newly released 5-year strategic plan.
Yes.
So, Brenton, I'm going to be calling the parade this year on the Pride March here at Joy. So if you are around and you want to jump onto the balcony with me and say hello to all of your fellow marchers, you're very welcome to do that.
I will be around. Yeah. I'd love to do that.
Come and drop
Paul.
In and say hello.
Yes. I will take you up on that. Yep. I'll be around and about on the day. It's one of my favourite days of the year.
It's such a fun day.
Mm-mm. In addition, over the summer period, Living Positive Victoria is promoting a couple of events as part of Midsummer, as we always do. And one of those events is called Bloodlines. Now, Bloodlines is a multimedia exhibition that was devised and premiered in Sydney as part of World Pride early last year by the multimedia artist The Huxleys, curated by Jacob Bohm, and that premiered in World Pride at Sydney's Carriage Works. I was lucky enough to be there to see it, and I'm thrilled that it's coming here to Melbourne as part of Midsummer this month at the Abbotsford Convent.
Oh, I was lucky enough to meet the Huxleys last year. Wonderful, wonderful performance artist. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be a great place. And what a great venue for that work.
I used to be the comms manager at the Abbotsford Convent Foundation when it was emerging from an abandoned site.
Yeah,
into the cultural centre it is now. So I know all about those beautiful old spaces.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And just to put it in context, Bloodlines is a tribute to the many influential voices silenced by the HIV/AIDS epidemic in the 1980s and 90s. It's a dynamic photographic and video exhibition that anyone who likes the work of the Huxleys, certainly, yeah, needs to go and see.
A visual feast.
It certainly is, yeah. And there are other events associated with that exhibition, such as forums, and there's a Stitch and Bitch part of it too, where you can submit a photo of a loved one who has passed from AIDS and turn that photograph into a quilt panel.
Yes.
Beautiful.
That's where the Stitch comes in. I don't know where the Bitch comes in, but I can imagine that was just a natural progression of having people around stitching.
Gassing.
Yeah. and another event that we're supporting as part of the visual arts program of Midsummer this year is a photographic exhibition that's being held at the Pride Centre. And it's currently up. I had a look at it this morning on my way here.
Yeah.
And it'll be up for the duration of the festival. And it's called Queer Latinx Migrating Down Under.
And we're actually speaking to a couple of people. Hello, Henry, if you're listening. About this next week. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, just to diverge slightly. I've recently read a book about how the Republican Party in the US is gathering different nationalities and whatever. And one of the terms, and I'm going to ask about this, so if you're listening, Henry, be prepared. Latinx is a term that is used a lot, and there's a lot of discussion about it in the Latino community, whether or not this is the right word. Mm. So,
yeah, I'm not exposed to that intimate discussion.
Yeah.
Living Positive Victoria has an association with the. You say Latinx.
Latinx.
I say Latinx.
Latinx.
But
yeah.
I don't know what's right.
Well, but Donald Trump has used both.
Yes.
But
okay.
Then again, you know, the kidnapped chimp doesn't know what he's doing.
Maybe you can ask Henry.
To ask, because is it Latinx or is it Latinx?
Mm.
But yeah, that's a great exhibition, and we're going to be speaking with some guys, people from that next week.
Well, we support part of the Latinx group who have an HIV awareness aspect going on toward it, and as we do other cultural organisations too.
I'm just waiting to see if we get an email message.
Yeah, no one's come up on the message service
Latinx
yet telling us.
X or Latinx?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Brenton, we're out of time, sadly. Thank you for coming to join us, as always. It's always a pleasure
and,
having you
in the
studios.
And the update, and, you know, that...
And all the great work you do.
Yes.
Oh, well, it's always good to be here at Joy.
A continuing community icon.
Thank you so much.
There you go. And, of course, you're going to join Paul at some point during that broadcast.
Seriously, when the parades happen, come and give me a shout and, come and join us.
I'll try and keep him away from the microphone. look, thanks for your work again, Brenton. And, Living Positive is one of my very favourite organisations. The work that you guys and folk do there is just so important. Really strong advocacy, but also about, rooted in common sense and reality and evidence. And that's great. So thank you. You are on Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca and Paul. Coming up, probably a couple of announcements, then the news. Then we're going to speak with Deputy Lord Mayor Nick Rees about politics in the US. And there's a whole lot to unpack there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.